good to go.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a regular town council meeting, Monday, March 20th, 2023, in council chambers. John, may you have the invocation and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Sure. Please join me in prayer. Lord, give us insight to lead with integrity, that our decisions may reflect what is right and good. Keep us from short-sightedness and pettiness. Help us to make decisions that are for the good of all and guard us from blind self-interest. Lord, grant us the humility to always seek your will in all that we do and say. All the glory be to you, loving God, now and always. Amen.
Rise for Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Gentlemen, it's time to take a look at the consent agenda items. Are there any changes for the consent agenda?
Make a motion we approve as presented.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Consent agenda is accepted. Moving on to the regular agenda. And any changes recommended for the regular agenda or not?
Yes, I'd like to add 10.6, approval of usage for the fire department for memorial service.
10.6, approval of fire department.
For memorial service.
Okay.
In my name, I'll discuss it.
Okay. Anything else, gentlemen?
I'll make a motion. We adopt the agenda with the changes, recommended changes.
Second.
Okay, we have 10.6 added to the regular agenda under new business. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we have the regular agenda approved, so it is now time to move on. Moving on to public comment. Gilbert.
Sir, thank you.
No problem. Be sure to state your name and your address for the people in the audience.
My name is Gilbert Alden. I'm glad to be back. My address is 309 Fort Fisher Boulevard North. I have some Blue Marlin Parks and Beach Shop and the life that I do. My intention is... That's the original 15-minute parking sign that the council installed, I don't know how many years ago. I think Mac Montgomery was mayor at the time. And there was a lot of discussion on that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm offering is I'll be willing to compensate the town whatever, $135 is what that quote came to, trying to get the shipping, I'm just estimating it. But it's basically, it's very important for us to have that space. I can tell you some bad stories about it, I don't plan to go there. All I would like to do is just continue what we have. If the council wants to adjust any rules or make any changes, I'm willing to attend public hearings and things of that effect. Mm-hmm. If you have plans, sure, if you all wish to do. But for the moment, it's just basically replace it, two of them, with updated signage. That's all I'm asking, and I'm willing to compensate.
Okay, so your request is
to replace it.
We have not. You still have the 15-minute parking. Yeah. You just want updated signs.
Yes, sir. They're rusty. They're the original. I mean, don't put it in the archives.
Okay, thank you. It's not an agenda item, but the council will look at this.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, no one else has signed up for public comment, so we'll move to presentation.
Mandy has one.
Oh, Mandy. I don't see you up here, Mandy.
So I received an email from Bill Mooney of 506 Third Avenue South, and he had a petition done, and I have 2.5 pages of comments of people that signed the petition that he would like me to read.
Yes.
So can I go forward?
Sure.
The email says, less than 1 month ago, we posted an online petition to support the extension of the Island Greenway to Fort Fisher. This petition is specific regarding the use of the Matsu Corridor. The petition was promoted locally to neighbors, the island Facebook group, and spread among families on the island. Here are almost 500 signatures collected in just the past month. We will continue to collect signatures and comments through June, but I wanted to send the current signatures and comments to display our support for this project. So, you want the name and the comment, or just the comment?
Why don't you read a few of those comments? We can look at them
later.
Because I'm not. Are they all indicated their address?
I can read you the Curry Beach ones.
Curry Beach ones are the ones we would be interested in. Yes.
Okay. I want to support the Greenway and is much needed for safety, as well as following what other states are doing to complete the Greenway. It will be a wonderful bike trail when completed. CB did a beautiful job on theirs, and Curie Beach needs to follow. The majority of the people in our community want it and already use the Greenway that is completed. We are kind of funders of a home on Sea Laneway and always look forward to our stays in Curie Beach. We love biking in the area. We have always been reluctant to ride down Fort Fisher Boulevard due to traffic. It would be great to have a safe route to the Ferry Aquarium and State Park. Great idea for our community. Bolster local economy, attraction for visitors, safety of general public, keep runway clear for traffic. And that's it.
Okay.
For Curie Beach comments.
Okay. How many non-Curie Beach comments were there on there?
I didn't count them specifically.
I estimate them like 10.
Yeah, well, more than that, probably 20.
Okay, all right. So that'll become a piece of the record, so anybody who's interested can read the minutes of the meeting and pick up the rest of that.
Yes.
So, thank you. Anything else, Mandy? Okay. All right. So then we will move on to presentations. And we have a guest presenter from Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce, Leanne Kluchowski.
Very close.
Okay.
Nice
well,
job.
My name's Blazinski, so I probably would get close.
It's the L silent, so it's Tohoski. All right.
All right.
So they tell everyone, and Polish names, you just have to figure out which letters not to pronounce. Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for having us here and allowing us this opportunity to speak to you. Mayor and commissioners, we appreciate your time. Today, I am representing the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce. I have with me Jim DiGiulio, who's our executive director, and Alana Keeler.
Welcome.
Wanted to update you all on the work that we've been doing over the last year since we've met with you, and kind of give you an idea of what we're going to be doing this year. I think behind me you're going to watch some videos of some of the events that we put on for the island last year, and we'll be talking a little bit about those today as well. So, as you may or may not know, Jim is our new executive director. He's a resident of Curie Beach. I felt it appropriate to mention today that on our board we have four board members that are executive directors. We're also very blessed to have Mr. John Ellen as a town representative. So Curry Beach is represented very well. About 40% of our board is made up of residents of Curry Beach. So you have a great voice there. We have 10% of our membership, our businesses that are from Curry Beach, and we're continuing to grow that. So we're very proud of that. As you may or may not know, the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce is one of the longest running nonprofit organizations on Pleasure Island, originally started in Curry Beach in the 1930s, and then in the 1970s when we adopted the name Pleasure Island, representing the whole island. Over that time, we have maintained a focus on representing island businesses and supporting our community members. Most recently, we've really been focusing on some additional things such as our educational series. Already this year, we've held workshops where we've represented 25 different businesses on the island, and we have about 5 more workshops planned for this year. We have reinstated the Business and Economic Development Committee, which was originally a committee that was in Carolina Beach. I was on that committee when it was under the town of Carolina Beach. They came to us and thought it may be more appropriate for us to kind of house that committee. And now we're looking to represent the entire island with a focus on business, retention, and including the whole island as a whole, expanding businesses to Pleasure Island. So we're looking forward to that. Our first meeting was last month. We'll be meeting monthly, and we'll be bringing our ideas and thoughts to you all, the decision makers. This month, coming up, we have 2 ribbon cuttings for new island businesses. We also are bringing back our chamber networking, which is our business after hours. We're very excited about it. It's a well-attended, very popular event that will be next week. Day, Alana?
The 29th.
The 29th. We'll be starting that back up, so please come out. We're also very excited. Tomorrow, we'll be launching a new initiative called WEN, and that is Women's Empowerment Network. There are a lot of female entrepreneurs on Pleasure Island, and we're just looking to get together to focus on mentorship, promoting, and working with other women in business on how we can empower them to be successful and have retention in their businesses in Pleasure Island. We also will be starting our visitor center, which is going to launch on April the 1st. The visitor center is traditionally in the town of Carolina Beach. We're expanding it. We started that last year with expansion to the Central Business District in Carolina Beach. We started at the end of the season last year. This year, we're going to be starting at April 1st with the idea of we'll get out there during spring break, get in front of visitors, and encourage them to navigate the entire island all the way from Port Fisher, South Milwaukee Junction, help them answer questions, promote our local businesses and our local area. So we're very excited about that. None of these activities and things would be possible without your support. So today we're here to thank you for that. You've always been a wonderful support to the chamber and all of our events, which is what you're seeing behind us. Some of the events that we're going to talk about today are the ones that are specifically on the southern part of Pleasure Island, which is specifically the concert series, which has been going on for a long time in Port Fisher. It's a very well-attended event. It's a very fun event. It takes place under the beautiful sunset. 300 people or so will attend that event at a time. This year, we are moving that event to August. Traditionally, it started in July, but the idea is the weather's more favorable in August and September. There's less congestion, there's less visitors, so let's bring some people down to this part of the island during not a busy time of year, promote our local businesses, get people to stay in the hotels and hang out when it's not as congested and busy with visitors. So we're very excited about that. We'll be reporting back to you how that goes. Some of the beautiful pictures that you've seen here tonight are the Kite Festival, which was a huge hit last year. Hopefully most of you attended or saw that. One of the biggest family events on Pleasure Island. It's been going on, this will be the 17th year that event will be going on. We expanded it last year to 3 nights. So one night took place in Carolina Beach, which is the night fly pictures that you see. It was a wonderfully attended event, very exciting event, very magical event, and got us a lot of buzz and got the town a lot of promotion. So we're really proud and really excited about that. We were featured on HGTV. The pictures of the Kite Festival are also featured in the CBV Visitor's Guide on the Curry Beach page. If you see that, there's a beautiful picture of the kites there. So really attracting people to this event that we hope that the town is going to be known for, this family event. We are expanding with some great ideas this year that we'd love to talk to you about if you guys have questions about that. And, you know, just kind of wanted to highlight some of those things. A couple of the other events that you saw on the video here is our Pets in the Park event, which happens in Carolina Beach. It's a great community event, just promoting the pet friendliness of the island, and also the Beach Music Festival, which has been going on for 37 years, I believe. So all very successful events, all put on by Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce. And none of them would be possible without your support. So we thank you, and we look forward to working with you this year. We look forward to bringing some positive feedback again next year.
Well, thank you very much. we did receive the request, Sarlen, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A lot going on. A lot of good stuff going on.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to committee business. Bike Pet Advisory Committee?
Nothing new to report this month.
Okay. Thank you, Mo. Community Center. John's not here. Community Center is going to have a Easter event. It's called... And you're going to help me with this, maybe.
Need you back there smiling.
Easter paparazzi. Paparazzi. Anyway, it'll be down at the community center. It'll be on the 1st. It will be an event for primarily young children and older children like us. You'll be able to take pictures with the bunny rabbit, who we've contracted to attend. And there'll be some eggs and things like that to hand out to the children so that they'll have some rewards for coming to see the Easter Bunny. I think it's going to be a great event. Come stop by, have a coffee, get your picture taken with the Easter Bunny. You can send it to your grandkids, wherever they may be. And it's going to be a good event. Historical Preservation Commission, probably nothing to report tonight. Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Marketing committee?
No update.
No updates? I think they are getting ready to, CVB has talked a little bit about where they are, and I know that they'll be coming maybe to the next meeting. Parking committee? Parking has started, and... I can give you a quick update, I believe. Well, maybe I can. Anyway, we started May with, we're at about a $50,000 level. That's with all of the local signings. We have 92 signings from our friends at Carolina Beach. So the new program seems to be picking up pretty well. I don't know how many they have of ours, but there's quite a few people signing up for that. So we'll see how that program goes this year. If you all like it, we can extend it. Planning and Zoning Commission. What do you got, Byron?
Mayor, Council, you already have this update in your package. I'm not sure if you have a chance to review it or not. We'll also go through it. I did share my draft with Attorney Eldridge, and he was kind enough to provide me some feedback. So notice this update is a little formal. So future updates, just to set expectations, won't come across anywhere near as smart as this one. But nonetheless,
I object.
So pursuant to council's intent to maintain a current, consistent, and accessible town code, the Planning and Zoning Commission is implementing a top-to-bottom review of the code's chapters. So per the above, Planning and Zoning is currently focused on Chapter 15, and Vice Chair Joe Burlock, which is Burlock is in the room today, has taken the lead in reviewing Chapter 15's provisions and drafting text amendments clarifying the syntax and text thereof and deleting outdated and or inapplicable provisions. This Chapter 15 project has been ongoing for the past few months, and the first round of proposed text amendments should be presented to Council in April or May. As part of the Chapter 15 project, Planning and Zoning is also reviewing the permitted use provisions set forth in the current district regulations. Some of these regulations were drafted approximately 15 years ago, such that the text amendments Planning and Zoning will be proposing will align with the permitted use provisions with current conditions and the town's land use plan. Planning and Zoning is also recommending a text amendment to KBC 15.08.120.I, requiring the building inspector for major work COA applications in the Preservation Overlay District to appear at the quasi-judicial hearing and submit a report addressing whether the proposed work complies with the overlay district's design standards. The intent of the proposed amendment, which has been forwarded to Council for your review, is to ensure that there is substantive, competent, and material evidence and the hearing record supporting HBC's decision on a COA application. Any questions?
I like the Chapter 15 project, Joe. It's a big bite to take on. I also like the recommendation that John provides feedback before you guys take a vote. Are we waiting for the next meeting to take a look at that, or are we looking for something now, Jim?
That particular amendment, zoning amendment,
yes.
Tonight you'll fix a date for the public hearing and then act on it after that legislative hearing, I should have said.
Next month.
We'll act on it next month.
Okay. All right. So, gentlemen, you want to set a date?
I think that comes up later.
Yeah, it's an agenda item later.
It's an agenda item later.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Okay, Byron, thank you. Unless, gentlemen, you have any questions for him?
Thank you, Byron.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. Shoreline access?
Two quick things. Shoreline access. Beach Protection Committee has updated the brochure that we distribute around town to rental agencies. Some of the HOAs can be found in the front in the office here in the town hall. Just a summary of our beach regulations and a number of other interesting items about trash, et cetera, turtles, contact information, et cetera. So if anyone's interested, you can pick it up at the front or contact the Shoreline Access Beach Protection Committee and they can provide you some more of these. Committee will be distributing them to the rental agencies so that they can put them in the rentals. The other thing is signs are being updated. There's a little bit of mix up with the sign company, but hopefully we'll get all those signs updated soon with the new dates for dogs on the beach and the new hole regulation and a few other changes that we have to make to the current signs on the beach. We'll try and get that done before the April 1st deadline. And that really is up to us at this point. Apologize for not getting those signs manufactured a little earlier.
That's okay. Thank you, Dennis. Stormwater?
No updates for stormwater.
Okay. You're right. You sent us a note about that. Thank you. Okay, that takes care of the committee reports. Let's go and move on to the department head business. First up, administration. Mandy?
I have a couple of things tonight. glasses on because I'm blind these days. The first one is a memo for parking. Here at each First Baptist Church is requesting free parking. We did it last year where they used the signs and they do it on the blood drive opposite of our blood drive, so I just need council approval for that.
And those are Mondays. I make a motion we approve free parking for the blood drives at the church for blood drive.
Okay.
I'll second.
So I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you. My second one is it's a memo for the Bike Pet Committee. They're requesting to use our official town logo to have additional shirts printed for new members at an outside vendor. Our vendor is unable to do shirts unless we have a minimum of 12. Whether it be screen print, they need a minimum of 12, or embroidery, a minimum of 12. So most of staff has already placed an order, and at this time I just don't have a large enough order for screen printing to do two shirts. And I guess it's more expensive to do just two shirts, and not only that, it's really not feasible for them to set up the whole screen print process for the two shirts. So they're asking if they can use the logo and go to an outside vendor.
I mean, what are the agreements with the vendor that you control, as long as it's whatever you've got set up with the current one, I think, at least from my perspective.
Right. We use our logo. I mean, we order all of our town decal.
No, I'm just saying that, do we have some kind of control agreement with them so they can't just use it wherever they want? I assume. I don't know. I'm asking.
No, I think that's an understanding that we have right. with them as a professional company, that they wouldn't use it.
Right. I mean, that's...
I mean, it's a town seal. They right. can't use it unless without authorization. So
right.
the right question is, can they do it? And, Counselor, do we have a simple format to have this checked? I mean, or a simple one-page agreement or something?
We can come up with one, but we don't have a template for that right now.
Okay.
But that should not be a difficult thing. But usually provide the service and get an invoice situation.
Right, but they're wanting to take our town seal. The
committee we paid for it. They paid for their own shirts.
Yeah.
They set up the screen
yes.
and everything. And we just want to take that artwork and go to another vendor mm-hmm. and buy shirts that will print us two shirts. They're paying for it, and the committee paying for it. It's not costing us anything.
I don't have a problem with that aspect of it. I just want to make sure that whoever they go to has the knowledge that that seal is a protected seal. That's all.
We'll work something.
Okay.
Yeah. How much does a shirt cost, roughly?
$30. Yeah, it depends on what they picked out. They all picked out, I don't know, there was a process of...
Well, the girls got maybe T-shirts, and the guys got maybe something different with it.
Yeah, it wasn't just a simple basic tee.
Do you expect that there will be more... request for T-shirts, and is it?
Well, we have three. We have three new members since the last time we ordered shirts.
Right.
That's why they each need.
Mm-hmm. And shirts wear out, and shirts get ripped or torn or whatever. Is it worth considering ordering 12 shirts of various sizes? Because I'm not sure you can actually find a vendor who's going to set up a screen printing job with two or three shirts. I mean, you could look, but I'm not sure that's...
How? So that was one of the solutions. The other solution would be just use whatever's on the public site and maybe add Bike Pet Committee to that.
I don't think we have... Do we have the ability to add text, Nikki?
We can change the settings and allow customization, but we don't want to leave it.
So I could do it
just for a few
on
shirts.
The back side
of the town.
So we have the ability to do that for a few shirts,
yes.
Okay.
On the town website.
Yeah, just the town from the town store.
Mm-hmm. How many T-shirts are they short?
Three.
Three.
Just three to 12?
We have three new members, and we each like one.
So you're three T-shirts short, or you only need three? I'm trying to see.
They need three.
Maybe you'd get somebody on council to buy three shirts. That's all.
And you would need nine.
We have
to buy nine.
Okay. So then you need nine more shirts, basically.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, that's a different story. Okay. All right. Gentlemen?
I mean, as long as the town clerk can be satisfied our logo is protected with the attorney, I'm fine if they can find somewhere else.
Yep.
Or work out the deal with the
other shirt.
Right,
with yeah. Nick.
I would prefer that we work out a deal on the town website and do it that way, and then... I mean, that's just my preference as the clerk with the seal.
Yeah.
But it's...
And then please let the committee know the next time, any committee know the next time they want to, that we're putting in an order to get them to...
Well, any committee has the opportunity at any time to order shirts because council approved that the last time we did this.
Right.
The other committees opted not to do it.
Correct. But if we're getting ready to place an order for staff and other people to help get the numbers up, give them the opportunity, if anybody else wants to order at that time, would be helpful.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I think we're going to go with consensus here that Mandy, work with Mo and the committee to make sure that they get what they need and that we have a protected seal. I don't think we need to be engaged in this any more than that, gentlemen.
So are you saying saying use the website?
You work with the attorney and come up with something that protects the seal.
Well, the attorney just said use the website.
Okay, well then we'll use the website.
Right.
Does that give them what they need?
I would need a motion if we're agreeing to use the town seal as an outside vendor.
We're not going to do that.
No. We're not doing
that. We're going to use the town website.
Okay.
Okay.
And if at any time something comes up and the staff is placed in an order, I'll let you guys know. We can email the committee chairs, all of them, and just say, hey, we're going to place an order on this date. Please get your stuff to us.
That is perfect.
Thank you. You're welcome. And that was all I had.
Okay. Thank you, Mandy. Building Inspection Department. Okay. John, in your report, the only thing I noticed is that we do have quite a few travel trailers in yards that you have posted violations on. So I only bring that up because people have a habit of noticing it and mentioning it. I know you've been proactively after getting that cleaned up. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Finance Department. Arlen?
I'll just give one quick update on our system implementation. So today we started the utility billing part of the system. Everything else has been implemented, and we've been actually using it since January 20th. Everything's gone great. So this week will be a tough week with configuring all the utility billing components of the system. One other thing that came about with this, and I think I've spoken to council about this, is we discontinued our WaterSmart customer portal. It was time for a contract renewal. They wanted a 3-year contract. And our new software is basically going to provide something very similar. So we may have a gap for a period of time where there isn't the customer portal, but it's only going to be a short amount of time.
So will it still read at the same frequency?
Yeah, it's not even that. It's where customers could go in and look at their usage.
Look at their daily use.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's all,
so it's all on just the access in, not on the input side.
All of that still works exactly the same. This is just actually where customers can go in and see their usage.
So will we communicate that once you get it working so people that have started looking can look?
Yes. We'll send out all the information about how to register, also about how you can elect to get electronic bills, paper copy bills. There'll be a lot of information. We're shooting for the April bills to be the first one for the new system.
Okay.
So will that be the same time that you can pay by credit card, online, and stuff like that, or is that going to be everything's going to be at one time?
Everything will be ready at the same time. There could be, I can't guarantee that, so some of that is out of my hands, but...
Okay.
But that gives us the right to have it, or the ability to draft it directly from a checking account.
Yes, customers will be able to set that up in the portal that can be automatically drafted.
So there's a couple savings there. One is the savings on the not using the current and not renewing that license, and the other one is we can actually send the bills online for people who request it.
Correct.
That's another significant savings, actually.
Correct.
Instead of paying for mail, which costs quite a bit, put out those bills. Good work. April.
Hopefully.
All right. Thank you, Arlen. Fire department.
No updates, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, and I got a question for you, too. As I looked at your report, I noticed that there was a pretty significant amount of false alarm activity. Do we do anything about that if it's repetitive? I mean, do we charge them for sending the guys out there repetitively, or what do we do with that? I don't know.
Yeah, no, sir. We normally do not unless it's a place of business that has a regular issue. We had that in the aquarium a couple of years ago where we were going there two or three times a day. Most of those false alarms, though, were separate businesses or separate residences.
So it's not a repetitive problem.
That's correct.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Ed. A lot of good work, though, on the savings. I saw the next best, very similar category was where you go ahead and you do the wellness stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so thank you for that. I'm sure all the people you visit, help with lifts, help with all the things that go on, are very happy with that. Police department.
No updates, sir.
Okay, Mike, you escaped me. I had nothing. I was reading your report. Public Works Department.
I have a couple.
Okay, Jimmy.
All right, as you guys know, this time of year is our main maintenance time of the season. Mm-hmm. I want to give a couple updates on the stormwater projects. The one on Mississippi and Panfish, hopefully they'll begin this week on putting in storm drains and stuff on that right there. Also, Public Works is going to be working between Sloop Point and Sailor Court at 725 to tear out and replace an old storm drain there. And also, I want to let council know that normally we clean out our ditches and stuff this time of the year, so just let council know that we'll be cleaning ditches around Sea Lane, Spot, places like that. This year, and just let the residents know that these are utility right of ways, and that we do have the right to go in there and clear something out that needs to be cleared out. We do work with a lot of citizens and let them know that things has to be done this way, but sometimes we do get feedback and stuff like that. So just let council know a couple of projects is coming up and that.
Yeah, and just to add on to that, I'd like permission from council to send a notification to property owners that we are cleaning out ditches. There have been citizens that have interacted poorly with our public works people cleaning out ditches on public property, so we want to nip that in the bud.
We just want to send something out on that email blast.
I am. I'm going to get it to Town Hall this week and let Mandy send it out.
All right.
And to the HOAs that are involved.
Anybody have a problem with that? Communication is a good thing.
Idea.
Thank you for your permission.
No problem. One thing, Jimmy, I saw we pumped about 6 million gallons of water. We're about to go up to 18 million gallons a month. We all set for that?
Yes, sir.
And about 11 million gallons of sewage, and we'll be going up to 20 million?
Speaking of sewer, we also started getting some of the parts in for the flow meters.
Okay.
That clear water is going to be installing, so I sent that at the shop today. So.
Okay.
By the end of this month, we'll have new flow meters installed.
Yeah, and the tonnage on the garbage is going to go up quite a bit, so we're ready for that too, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
I know you got it. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, moving on to the business agendas.
Recreation.
Oops.
Don't forget Nikki.
Did I miss somebody?
Miss Nikki.
Rick.
Oh, geez, Nikki.
He was just ahead of all of us. Nice job, Mayor.
Yeah, you're ahead right, of all of us. Right. I just put a check mark on you, Nikki, and I went right by you there. Okay, moving on to old business. Continued discussion of resolution R2302 in support of the 2023 Year of the Trail. Mr. Oliver.
All right. Council, you received a memo from me discussing my approach on this. This is a statewide initiative that recognizes a state Year of the Trail. They encouraged us in the original resolution to add local projects that were upcoming or not, and we had some people that took exception to our feasibility study being included in this and how it was worded in the resolution. So I removed that and added some other information there, and you have an updated copy of resolution R2302 that I will not bore everybody by reading, but it's in your agenda packet, and would like to get your support of that resolution for the Year of the Trail in the state of North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, would you like to make a motion for the mayor to sign it?
I'll make it. So, one, I appreciate Alan's modifications, and this should answer the questions we had. So I'll make a motion we approve as presented by Commissioner Oliver.
I second that.
Okay, motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you, Alan. Update on the Sandman Park. Ladies and gentlemen, we looked at the Sandman Park. We had a public hearing. We looked at all the things that the people really had an interest in. We put up a variety of items. You selected the items that seemed to be significant. And
can we put that up on the screen, Mandy or Beth?
Can you put it up on the screen?
We don't have anything to show at this point in time.
What's in the agenda pack?
There was something in the agenda.
The concept plan for the Sandman.
I went through the agenda. I didn't see any.
What's there to do?
Well, they could get. I can't get up on my. There you go.
Okay.
On my computer. There.
All right. Well, so then we went ahead and added that, with the exception that I wanted to talk tonight about a date to show this to the community with the things they ask for as part of that park, and to tell them about the costs associated with putting a park in that looks like that. But I wanted to do that at a public hearing and get a public hearing date. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Do you want to do it before the next meeting then? At the next
meeting? I'd like to do it before next meeting, yeah, so we can either determine if we're gonna go after grants that would cut the cost in half, or if we're gonna do nothing. And I think we need the input from the people to determine what our next step is going to be.
So do you have a date that you want?
The date, in my opinion, depends on the... Well, not... I'm open to anything.
What about next Monday?
Is that too soon?
Man? Next Monday, you do have a scheduled stormwater committee meeting.
Right, we do. That's correct.
Okay, you do have a stormwater committee meeting.
I mean, to the chairs here, we could move it, but, or we could make it afterwards.
What time's your meeting, Doug?
Our meeting's at 5 or 6. 5. It's at 5. I mean, we could be done. You could do it at 6:30. We'd be done by then, right? Yeah. And if you wanted, you could do it at 6 or 6:30 next Monday night.
How about 6 to 8:30, which gives people time to get home from work, gives people time to have dinner. Gives people time to come here, take a look, ask questions.
Beth's trying to say something.
Mr. Mayor, the only thing I recommend is not putting an end time on it, because last time we put an end time,
and
staff stayed till 8:30, but everyone was pretty much done. That was 7. Right.
So you're saying we may get done earlier.
Yeah, which we may, or we'll stay
right
till 8:30.
Okay.
But just not have the end time.
Okay.
Just have the start time.
6:30.
Starting at 6:30.
You can start at 6.
Mayor, we have a question now.
Hey,
yes.
Sir, thank you. My wife and I, we walk that Sandman Court quite frequently. Does they have a bathroom in those plants?
No,
we'll
we do not.
That
People did not wish for a bathroom.
In a park.
In this park, you're right.
Okay.
We had the bathroom up there. It got one dot.
No bathroom.
No bathroom. Not in this rendition. So you would be two dots. Maybe three with your wife.
So, Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion that we have a public information meeting on March 27th at 6:30 here in council chambers.
Okay.
A second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Next Tuesday, we'll put out the boards that indicated what you wanted. I say you. And we'll give you a much closer view of that to let you know where the swings are, how the trees are, and the bushes. And from that, we will give you an idea on the cost, because we do have the estimate on the cost.
Was the other parcel considered in this plan?
Was what?
The beach wall contribution.
Well, we took a look at that, and based on the input from the people, that is not, it's not needed.
But why wouldn't we do it if they're offering it, though?
Well, we'll discuss that.
Doesn't make sense. To explain, I mean, I must have missed how was that even a question that wasn't needed or wasn't wanted, right?
Well, there's a particular issue that goes along with that as well. That issue would be that we need to take the property, they need to give us a deed. That deed needs to be indicated as a deed in perpetuity as long as that's a park. Or counselor can probably speak to it a lot better than me.
It's got a legal name that slips me at the moment, but that's correct. It's a deed which sets up a condition. If the condition's not met, then the deed, then the property goes back to the grantor.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I guess the issue was, did y'all have an issue with that? Was that the problem?
We can satisfy that. I mean, once it's no longer part, it reverts back to beach wall without it. Right. I think we can satisfy that. Yeah.
It's automatic operation of law.
Yeah, I mean,
it would not be a problem to expand it. It has the potential to be used as our contribution to any particular grant, but it does require that we're going to need to take a look with Boche's HOA seeking approval.
Well, my only issue is if you don't do it, is you're landlocking that property, and that's going to be a problem for us later. Either the property owners, which is an HOA, comes to us requesting an easement through a park because they want to do something with their property. I just don't think it's good practice to landlock property.
Maybe the
councilor agrees or doesn't agree, but I just think as a practice for a town, landlocking private property is not a good thing.
Well, we're actually not landlocking it. That's open. There's not fencing there. There will be ornamental bushes and trees. And there is a gazebo that connects.
Well, no, it's landlocked because it doesn't have access.
Well, they have right access now, on their own right of way.
Yeah, right now, 10-foot easement that they can't do anything with. I mean, it is landlocked right now already. It's an open field. And if they want to access it, like when they go to cut it right now, they go across Curie Beach property to maintain that property. That's how they get there, right? When we do this the way, which I'm okay with, I'm just saying that in practice, I don't think it's smart for the town when an HOA is willing to add land to a public park and we can put trees on it and make it better. Why would we not do that instead of have a big empty lot out there right beside a park that could have been a little bigger with a longer trip?
The only thing we can do is make our own private park and that would be
then that'd be a problem too, right?
So this is a private park?
No.
It's not a private park.
If you look at the drawing, the property to the left, that big open field, is owned by Beachwalk HOA. To that left. And do you see that house to the north, right where you take the curve? Five of those lots where it's nice and green is owned by the town. There's three or four lots, according to how you measure it and lay it out, is owned by Beachwalk HOA that it doesn't really have a deeded easement access to it because the developer when they deeded this property over, weren't smart about what they did, and no one caught it long ago. So it's been a mess for a really long time. That's why I know enough about it. But I think we can still have the discussion next week, but I think we should continue to engage with the HOA, and you should take back to your HOA that if we want to do something with this park, we need to get on it. Right?
We're ready.
Okay. Well, then.
Okay. It will drive the estimates higher.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm
so, okay. So we can look at it probably both ways. I don't know.
Well, so, Counselor, what do you need? Because if everybody's ready, but we haven't done the work we need to do, right?
No, we have done the work for this. We haven't done the work to increase the, though I guess we could multiply, we have the cost per bush.
And we have the cost per linear foot if you wanted to extend trails and that type of thing. But the cost estimate can be adjusted.
So we can do that.
I'm just asking. I mean, don't let me overrun you guys, but I'm just telling you that it's going to be a big gaping thing, and we're going to be driving lawnmowers through there forever at the park and all kinds of other stuff, right? And I'm sure they would be glad for us to actually manage the property, because right now they're spending money to cut it that if it becomes a park, Curie Beach will pay for, which they would like.
Well, we get a bigger park. They're paying tax on it, too. So
I'm sure they
would like.
Yeah.
It is a tax. It is a. They do pay tax on it.
Yeah, they do pay tax and they do maintain it. So we would, in fact, be doing those two different things. They do have access. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. I just want to make sure that we understand that the park is incredibly simple. When we wanted to make the park somewhat unique for the town, we're going to include that space. But
we didn't get that support.
We did not get the support from the people to do that.
Well, then if I'm pushing this against that,
I'm
interested how the questions were that I understand the complexity, right? And people not wanting pickleball courts and all the other stuff they didn't want. I got that part out of looking through all the data. What I didn't get is they had a problem with it being bigger. So that's the part I don't get from, if you're telling me it's in there, I just didn't look at the data, right? And I'll go back and look at it, right?
No, so, nobody said that they had a problem with it being bigger. We were just starting to think about cost.
Okay.
That's all.
But I don't think it would be very difficult to figure out what the additional cost would be if we just extended the landscaping and some other things.
Yeah, we can do that.
If you guys tell me that's wrong, then okay.
If the HOA can let us know that they are willing to give us the deed based on that activity, then it's something we can show.
Okay.
Because right now the only covenants we have to deal with are
towns.
Are the covenants associated with the property we own.
Right. Which there aren't.
Curie Beach Dunes doesn't have any covenants?
Not on our lot. Property.
Not
no.
On that lot.
Yeah, they don't apply because those lots, both the HOAs have been very clear to them multiple times. None of these lots are in either one of your HOAs, and the town doesn't recognize any of your covenants because they're not in their HOAs. We don't pay any dues. Both of them at different times have said they disagree with that. And Councilor, you might have to bring me to the side and smack me around, but I've been very clear with all of them.
I recall that it's not a numbered lot on their plat. So
exactly right.
Correct.
That's right.
Correct. There were a few conditions associated with that land.
They're all about covering stormwater, and that was a separate issue.
No, they're also about owners. Okay.
I do want to make an agenda point. This was an update on Sandman, so I want to be careful about getting into
the details.
Well, yes.
Or actions that we might take and reaching a consensus on that. I think that's a different.
Okay. Sorry to take us afoot.
No.
No problem.
That's not what I'm saying. But in terms of providing the deed, if I get a green light, if I'm instructed to write the deed, draft the deed, I can do that. I'll work with Tracy to get some information that I need to do that, but it's not a major project at all.
Okay, so can
that's
we...
That's what I would encourage council do
have,
to do.
Okay, we could certainly start that process so that they have something and we can come up with a choice. Do we need a motion to have that done?
No, it's not on the agenda, so...
Okay, all right.
I understand.
So do we need to have a meeting next week?
Do what, Nikki?
The public meeting next week, do we still need to have that?
We had a session on that.
Okay. Nikki raising the question, do we still need to have the public meeting next week?
I would like to... We don't have to have it next week. When do you think you would be done, Counselor, and when do you think you would be finished, Tracy?
I just need the verbiage to take back to the rest of my directors to see what that would look like. But
okay, we'll do an estimate revision. So
let's all do our homework and put it on the agenda for next month.
All right, okay. Good idea, Jim. Thank you.
Sorry, Celeste.
So are we canceling?
Are we still going to do the public meeting next week?
No. No sense to do that because now we have an open question.
Okay.
Three of them.
Sorry, I slowed us down.
That's all right. Not a problem. Not a problem.
So we need a motion to remove that
correct
meeting. So I'll make a motion to cancel the meeting next week.
To cancel it.
And I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion to cancel next week's meeting and we have a second. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Moving on to new business, resolution R2303 in support of HR 524. This resolution is a resolution in support of an activity being done by the federal government, our representative being Representative Rouser, and that is the ability to pull sand from coastal boundary areas or coastal border areas or boundary areas. It was a good idea. It isn't a bad idea from the perspective of areas where you would be taking them from some of the islands or some of the barrier islands. In this case, it is precluding our use of material from our inlets to put it on Carolina Beach and Wrightsville Beach. The issue, if you can go through that, and the issue is, since they cannot use that sand, they have to find sand at a different borrow area. One of the borrow areas is ours, which means our borrow area will run out of sand quicker than anticipated. That would be the Carolina Beach. For Masonboro Inlet, they still have not found replacement sand for Wrightsville Beach, which is why they're on their fifth year without a coastal storm damage reduction project. They did find sand, but with the sand were 300,000 tires. So this resolution is merely the entire county saying we support the activity to allow them to use inlet sand and ask the government to approve it. It will save money, it will save sand, and it will allow us to get back on schedule with our projects. Any other questions?
Yes, sir. Make a motion to approve the resolution as presented.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Okay, scheduling a legislative hearing on the proposed text amendment. Gentlemen, or counselor?
That's fine. That's the one we talked about earlier.
Yes,
and,
right.
Because it is a Chapter 15, we do require the legislative hearing. So.
Make a motion. We schedule it at 5:30 on...
David, hold on just a second.
Oh, sorry.
Jim, Is there any reason we could not do this during our regular meeting, the public hearing, the legislative hearing, so we don't come in and open it up and then just close it? Because it's a technical type thing. We just required to do a legislative hearing. So do we need to do it prior to the start of our regular meeting, or can we include it?
That's, I understand your question. Here's how I would respond. Other towns that I have represented usually have the public hearing and the consideration and action on the text amendment back to back at the same time on the agenda. Curie Beach has always done it a different way.
And, cool. Okay. Good question.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, if it's going to be something, I thought we'd have a lot of comment, and we go. But I don't see this being controversial because we're just basically requiring the building inspector to do a report for us.
Okay. Yeah, I've shared my experience with you, but the last thing I want to do is step on admin's toes. Well, so I don't know what their view is.
I mean, typically we set the public hearings and then we open it.
No, I'm with you. No, I understand. I understand.
Simple,
we sit here for 28 minutes.
Simple request.
Admin, yeah, we sit here for 28 minutes.
Okay with them.
Okay.
So what I would do next month is, I always get old business and new business mixed up, but I would put it on the agenda, public hearing, you know, subpart A, public hearing, subpart B, action and consideration. Okay with you? I'm checking with my bosses.
I'm checking with your bosses now. Richard's right.
Cool. That's awesome, Alan.
Just do
it in the meeting?
In the regular
meeting. I'm not saying we're not going to have time for where we may need to do it before the meeting.
No, I understand.
But in this one, it should be pretty cut and dry.
I think that's masterful. I'm glad you told me to stop. No, that's great.
Okay.
28 minutes back.
So we're going to...
So I make a motion we schedule this on our regular agenda in the old business.
Next month.
At the next month meeting.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, discussion of the public works property from three parcels to one parcel. Okay, Alan, you got the ball.
Okay, we begin some of the initial work on the public works building project, and our lots over there. We have three lots on the site. So to build on those three lots, we need to incorporate it into one deed. And the map that's in the agenda packet shows the combination, what the plot would look like, the parcel would look like. And I think John can record that. And the information is on the bottom of this drawing for the mayor to sign to send it to the register of deeds. I don't think the attorney will have to do anything with that. I think, will you, Jim?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. You can. So John can just take it to the Register of Deeds office with the mayor's signature on it, and we can combine the three into one.
Okay.
So I make a motion that we approve this, and ask the building inspector to record the deed.
I'll second.
All right. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right, good.
Nice job, Al.
Update on the state request for support of local attractions. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the earlier this month, Dennis Allen and I went to see our state representative, Charles Miller. You may or may not know that there's major expansions going on down at the end of the island. $30 million of state and private money for the aquarium. The aquarium is going from 235,000-gallon tank to 350,000-gallon tank. And Fort Fisher is going to have a brand-new visitor center of three that's 3.5 times larger than the existing or the old center. They already have 1.8 million visitors down there that come through our town, use our water, use our sewage facilities, infrastructure. Now, they pay for using it, but the infrastructure is a significant cost, and that obviously wears out the infrastructure sooner. So we went to speak to our representative, and we asked him for $3.865 million for a variety of infrastructure programs, because we are their first responder for assistance required for police, for fire, for boat rescue, for beach rescue, for support with anything they need to do with water and sewer and things like that. So we took them through the budgets, we took them through our costs, we took them through the costs that we share with them, and Representative Miller was very, from his perspective, at least in the meeting, he was very open to carrying this thing forward. So we shall see if we have the ability to get it all, or if we have the ability to get some. In this case, with our budget at about $10 million, 3.8 would go a long way to helping us with infrastructure projects that are directly related to support of activity there. Crosswalks to protect people walking across, electronic radar signs for speed control, costs for additional stormwater, and there's a variety of, we gave them the detail on what we needed, why we needed it, and we showed them. So that is where we stand, and as these things occur, it's a long session, it's going to take a while, they haven't got to the budget yet, though they're talking about the budget, so we will know if it gets in the budget, we will not know if that's the budget that gets approved for quite a while. So just want to let you know, your council has been at work, all of us, to do the best we can to make sure that you get what you need to help them with what they want. That's it. Carolina Beach Sewer Authority update. Mr. Hagler.
Yes, so Commissioner Oliver, Jimmy Arlen, and I met with Carolina Beach and reviewed this spending. So to remind council and the citizens, every year this time of year, we review the actual cost for the sewer plant at Carolina Beach that we send about 60% of our sewer to. We have a joint board, Carolina Beach Caribbean Beach Sewer Authority, and we review all the spending and then we reset the rates. And then we go back from the previous year and adjust. And some years we get money back from them and some years we pay. Ideally, it'd be like your taxes where it's zero, but it's never zero. So, but we keep it very well. It's gotten very good over the past years. This year there were some increases, so our rate will be adjusted for the per 1,000 gallons variable rate will go from 89 cents, 0.64 hundredths to $1.2934, and that's really driven by the cost of chemicals are increasing so much over the last year, chlorine especially. The fixed cost will increase from $10,052 a month to $11,432 a month, so about a $1,300 a month increase. And then the capital recovery increases $5 a month from $1,800 to $1,819. When you look at all the flows for the past year, actually 14 months, that results in we owe them $30,585, which once we approve these new rates as a council, Arlen will then true that up, and then that's the rate that will be moving forward until we do this again next year at the same time. So if there are no questions on that part, I'll make a motion. Then there's one other part that I'll just highlight to council. So I make a motion that we adjust the variable, fixed, and capital recovery rates as presented for this the coming fiscal year.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on a mathematical adjustment to the rate, because that's what it is. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Pass.
And then secondly, there's two future projects coming up that will be, so Carol Beach is doing a good job of looking forward. They have a, was it a 20-year plan, Arlen? It was either 10 or 20.
I think it was 10.
They have a 10-year plan for their sewer plant, or for the sewer plant, right? And then the board reviews that and approves it. There's a long-term repair and rebuild of the digester that's been in place about 15 years that'll happen in 2025, or is at least projected in 2025. And then a headworks expansion out in the river that will also happen in 2025 after MOTSU approval. So right now they're in the engineering and design phase. Then they'll go to MOTSU for approval because it's in the river. they will, if they currently happen as projected in 2025 and 2026, there'll be an impact on the rates. So we still have 2 years to deal with that. And it'll be under a loan or grant, so it'll build into the rates. It won't be like we're paying all of it. Those two together are about almost $7.6 million. So it's a pretty significant investment.
They have certain thresholds that when they reach so many gallons that they have to start their long-range planning process. So, for example, I don't know if these numbers are the exact number, but if it's like 10 million gallons they reach, then they got to start planning through engineering of what they're, how they're going to accommodate when they reach their maximum. So they're just about to that point. So they're doing all the right things to,
right.
to we don't have one of those aha moments that we have trouble.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be under management now.
And when do they hit our residents, these rate changes?
When we set the water and sewer rates in this budget.
In this budget.
So mm-hmm. we'll just carry on, and then Arlen will look at this, and that'll be part of the recommendation to council in the budget cycle, we need to adjust the sewer rate or not.
Okay.
And one of the things we've done to mitigate that is divert as much as we can to our sewer from Pond on H Avenue, because we operate it cheaper than these rates, but we can't do the whole town. It's not, we would not be allowed to expand it. We don't want to close it, so we want to operate as efficiently as possible.
Okay. We have an allocation of gallons.
We do. So the fixed rate is based off the allocation of the whole system, and the variable rate is based off our usage. And so when we move more gallons to our pond, we reduce how much we're sending to them, and then we don't pay the variable rate, which is good. We still pay the fixed rate for 23% of the capacity of the plant.
Arlen, by law, we have to have this fund cover costs. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. So whatever the costs are, we have to cover them in our rate.
Cover the cost plus for
maintenance.
That's right. Okay. But you can see for a whole year's worth of usage, $30,000 was the change. So it's not like it's a huge driver, but Arlen will right. factor that in when he's recommending rates.
And actually, the past 2 years, the swing was the other way that
right.
We received the payment from Carolina.
And we would probably be that way this year if it wasn't for the chlorine costs going up so
yeah.
dramatic.
Yeah, exactly right.
It'll also help what Jimmy had mentioned about the flow meters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once they're in play, replaced, I think it's going to benefit us also.
I think you're right. Yep.
You get more accurate readings that
yep.
way.
Yep, exactly right.
So, matter of math and legality. So, we'll see what that rate is coming forward.
10.6.
Do you need any?
You'll mention
no.
water.
Yeah.
You'll mention
okay.
water usage.
No. No, not right now. 10.6. You jump in.
All right. So we got 10.6, which is the approval of the use of the fire department.
So for those citizens that don't know, Punky Curie passed away on Saturday. I'm working closely with his granddaughters on his memorial service. They still have not decided if they'd like it to be at the Lutheran Church or the fire department, but we have offered that up as the fire department board, and just it's a public building, so the board has to come to this board to get permission. So request permission from the council for two things. If they choose to have the memorial at the Lutheran Church, to waive the parking fees from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Friday around the church for a memorial service for Punky Curie. And then alternatively, if they choose to have it at the fire department, to have permission for a memorial service for Punky Curie from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right. So do we need to adjust parking at the park or over
I
here
think,
if we well, have the service
we,
here?
We, if we get it, we'll direct the folks to wherever we think they should park. So okay. I don't think we've figured that out yet, but
okay. yeah, so
there won't be a fee.
They're working, and we're just trying to figure out where, based on their expect. I think they underestimate how many people are going to show up, but we're still working through that. So that's why I don't know exactly which one to ask for. So I'm asking for both
And parking around, surrounding.
Correct.
Okay.
So parking for either site and the use of the fire department is in the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for parking adjustments and for use of the fire department if the
family requests.
Family requests it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. We lost a good guy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep. Moving on, finished with the new business. I have no additional mayor updates. Commissioner items. John, you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Alan?
One thing, update on the feasibility study for the that we received a grant for. We've been notified through East Coast Greenway that Alta will be doing the feasibility study.
Alta?
That's the same firm that did our bike ped plan.
Okay.
And they have 25, there's 25 projects throughout the state, and they're divided up between 11 different firms. So once we're ready to have a meeting, we'll set from public meetings and some times with us. The state's going to be involved heavily since it includes Fort Fisher, the museum, the aquarium, and the state park. So.
Okay.
Is state DOT going to be involved?
Yeah, the state DOT and the trails coordinator for the state of North Carolina will be involved too.
Okay. Good. David, do you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Dennis?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we go into closed session for attorney-client privileges per General Statute 143-318.11A3.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We move into closed session.